Finding Tomorrow's Winners with the Emerging Stock Screen. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. In a market obsessed with quarterly results and narratives that change by the week, today's screen searches for the exact opposite: companies that are built to last for decades. The screen identifies the next generation of enduring businesses before they're widely recognized. The emerging Lindy screen is about finding future Lindys, businesses that combine invention with discipline, transforming broken industries through structural innovation, vertical integration, and cultural resilience. The screen is designed to uncover the next Amazon or Apple, the types of compounding machines we aim to own long before the world catches on. To see the criteria used to create the emerging Lindy screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Thursday, February 5th, the following 30 stocks met these criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: Arch Capital, ACGL, Aflac, AFL, AGCO, AGCO, Allegiant Travel, ALGT, Assurant, AIZ, Allstate, ALL, Amgen, AMGN, Avery Dennison, AVY, Anheuser-Busch InBev, BUD, British American Tobacco, BTI, Ball Corporation, BALL, Brookfield Infrastructure Partners, BIP, Borg Warner, BWA, Cardinal Health, CAH, Chubb, CB, Crown, CCK, ConocoPhillips, COP, Chevron, CVX, CME Group, CME, CSX, CSX, Clearway Energy, CWEN, Deere & Company, DAY, Ecolab, ECL, Enterprise Product Partners, ECL, Exact Sciences, EXAS, FedEx, FDX, Gilead Sciences, GILD, Hartford Insurance, HIG, The Hershey Company, HSY, PepsiCo, PEP, Shell, SHEL, Merck & Company, MRK. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: Adobe, ADBE, MDocs Limited, DOX, AppFolio, APPF, Atlassian, TEAM, Automatic Data Processing, ADP, Axon Enterprise, AXON, CoStar, CSGP, Coupang, CPNG, Crown Castle, CCI, Doximity, DOCS, DraftKings, DKNG, Duolingo, DUOL, Dynatrace, DT, Elastic NV, ESTC, Equifax, EFX, FactSet Research Systems, FDS, Fair Isaac, FICO, Fidelity National Information Services, FIS, Fiserv, FI, Flutter Entertainment, FLUT, Gartner, IT, GitLab, GTLB, GoDaddy, GDDY, Guidewire Software, GWRE, Hims and Hers Health, HIMS, HP, HPQ, HubSpot, HUBS, Humana, HUM, Intuit, INTU, JD.com, JD, Monday.com, MNDY, Morningstar, MORN, Netflix, NFLX. For partners only, an emerging Lindy takes the lead in public safety. This week's selection comes from our emerging Lindy screen: businesses that transform industries through structural innovation. Even after roughly three decades in operation, this company still fits our emerging Lindy profile: founder-led with skin in the game, growing more than 25% annually, and is still in the early innings of monetizing its base. After a recent pullback, the risk-reward is tilting back into favorable territory. The business sits at the intersection of mission-critical hardware and sticky workflow software. Devices generate data, that data flows into the platform, and the platform becomes the operating layer customers rely on every day. Renewals become standard, and as new features roll out, upselling becomes natural, with customers extending their use cases alongside the platform. That's how the company sustains one of the strongest net revenue retention rates in the market. To become a Partner Pass member, contact our customer care team at 888-610-8895, internationally at +1-443-815-4447, or via email at support@porterandcompanyresearch.com. The operating platform for law enforcement Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, is the Apple of public safety. Just as the computer giant uses the iPhone as the gateway into a seamless operating system where watches, Macs, and AirPods communicate, Axon uses its hardware as the high-trust gateway to its full public safety operating system. The company began in 1993 after two of founder CEO Rick Smith's friends were shot and killed. This sparked Axon's mission to protect life by finding safer, non-lethal weapons. Smith developed a more reliable non-lethal but debilitating taser, eventually finding a market within law enforcement. As Axon has pushed into new markets and broadened its platform, it began expanding to serve a $150 billion total addressable market, TAM. The starting TAM was less lethal weapons, cameras, and evidence storage, but the longer-term opportunity is owning the end-to-end public safety workflow. By moving upstream into intake, 911, deepening response, real-time operations, and extending into resolution, casework, and justice workflows, while also expanding internationally and into enterprise, Axon is increasingly selling more of the public safety operating system. It's a classic growth story. As Taser adoption grew and obtained 90% market share in conducted electrical weapons, Tasers, Axon expanded into body and fleet cameras in the early 2010s, pairing them with software, turning devices into a system for capturing and standardizing evidence. Over time, the value migrated from the hardware to the platform. The growing installed base fed more data into the cloud, and the cloud became the workflow layer agencies rely on for evidence storage, sharing, compliance, and real-time access. The strategic masterstroke was resolving how agencies manage and store the mountain of video evidence. By using its hardware footprint as a wedge, Axon upsold higher-margin software that has since evolved into the indispensable connective tissue of policing. Today, Axon's ecosystem is the default operating layer for law enforcement. Once an agency's evidence and policy infrastructure live inside the Axon Evidence platform, it becomes extremely difficult to replace their system. Today, roughly 95% of revenue is tied to subscriptions and other recurring revenue streams. Once a department standardizes on the platform and optimizes around it, Axon becomes deeply entrenched and difficult to displace. But Axon is evolving beyond just storing and managing data into powering the full incident lifecycle. Intake, with the acquisition of two companies, Carbyne, expected to close in Q1 2026, and Prepared, Axon is pushing upstream into the first 120 seconds of an emergency by modernizing 911 dispatch with AI and live video response. Axon Fusus acts as a single pane of glass, unifying live feeds from body cams, drones, and city cameras into a real-time situational awareness map resolution. Tools like Draft One, part of the AI era plan, now automate the hours of paperwork that once crippled officer productivity, while the justice workflow seamlessly routes evidence to prosecutors. This is how the flywheel compounds. Better products and integrated bundles improve agency effectiveness. That pulls more users and devices onto the network. More usage generates more data, and more data improves automation and AI, and those improvements flow back into even better products and bundles. You can see the result in retention. Customers don't just renew, they expand deeper into the Axon platform, with 124% net revenue retention. So even if Axon signed no new customers, its existing customers would still grow revenue 24% year over year. YI. In Q3 2025, Axon posted 31% YI revenue growth, its seventh consecutive quarter above 30%, reinforcing that this is still a scale-up story despite its maturity. It also marks 14 out of the last 15 quarters that the company has grown revenue by 30% or more. The company guided for $2.74 billion in revenue for 2025 on $1.3 billion annual recurring revenue, still a small sliver of the company's expanding TAM. Axon already looks like a hardware plus software business at scale. Roughly 60% gross margins and 25% EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, margins. But the cleanest way to understand the business is to split it into two engines, the hardware wedge and the software profit pool. The device business is still growing and strategically essential. It's the on-ramp that expands Axon's existing customers and feeds data into the ecosystem. 50% gross margins, 24% YI growth last quarter trailing 12 months, $1.45 billion in revenue, $756 million in gross profits valuation, 6x to 8x gross profits. The software segment is where Axon builds operating leverage and where retention and expansion are displayed most clearly. 75% gross margins, 41% YoY growth last quarter trailing 12 months, $1.1 billion in recurring revenue, $860 million in gross profits valuation, 14x to 20x gross profits. Using this framework, we've built a simple sum of parts valuation for Axon. By using gross profit, we applied a conservative 6x to 8x multiple to the hardware business and a premium 14x to 20x multiple to the software segment. Projecting these margins through 2029, the analysis yields an average share price of $351 for 2026 and $848 by 2029. It's no surprise that Axon often trades at a premium to this model. The hardware business, primarily Taser, is still a monopoly business that earns 50% gross margins. An 8x to 10x multiple for the hardware division produces a $375 target for 2026 and $890 target by the end of 2029. At around $420 per share, Axon still isn't cheap at 37x next year's EBITDA, but it's much more attractive than it was at last summer's peak. The stock topped out around $885 in early August 2025, and the current price is roughly 50% below that 52-week high, bringing the risk-to-reward back toward much more favorable levels. We're not making Axon an official recommendation, but it's a textbook example of what happens when an emerging Lindy graduates into a maturing Lindy. The model is proven, the installed base keeps compounding, and the opportunity set is still expanding, without yet having the full 50-plus-year Lindy timestamp. Businesses like this rarely trade down into our buy range, which is why it's back on our radar. If we get a mid-dollar 300S entry, we'd be interested in starting a position. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.